This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Big moments or small moments? They all deserve great style. At Marisa's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Dirt and Spray continues.
I think I'm becoming lactose intolerant. Is that possible?
It's breakfast time with Dirt and Spray.
Dude, I could choke down six of those easily.
Dirt and Spray.
Eggs, breakfast, and go whoop ass.
On the Fan Sports Network.
Hey, let's do this. Final hour. Dirt and Spray here on Portland Sports Leader. 105.1 FM. The Fan.
The food is inbound.
1080 AM. Odyssey app live on YouTube.
Are you serious?
I am serious. Yes, I am.
Jinx, you owe me a Coke.
I actually owe you $12 for a burrito. I got a Venmo.
Yeah, 16.
So, whoa. Whoa. Look at you, Big Tipper over there. Huh?
I didn't know it wasn't
Big
actually,
Dipper.
But, I mean, it was.
You know what? I like money. You know what? I don't like jokes.
I mean, you got to be nice. The delivery drivers are they're wonderful servants to society, and we need them. And I appreciate every time I get food delivered.
I have a neighbor across the street, and it's become routine at this point that when a car slows down in front of my driveway, it's constant confusion because the neighborhood, the neighbor's address is in it's on a stone part of the house.
So you can't quite find it right away.
It's not as visible. Yeah. And so now I'm to a point where I'm so conditioned to see it, I just point across the street when I look at them.
When they're ordering food.
I'm not exaggerating here, Dirt. They order food twice a day.
That's a problem.
Now, it's a house of a few people.
Sure.
I would venture to guess 4 to 5.
Are we talking like a bunch of roommates or a family?
No, family.
It's my family.
With maybe like a cousin or something. I don't know. I'm just guessing because I don't really know them. I've waved to them and the guy just stares at me like he hates me.
Twice a day is insane. I would argue twice a day. Week is too much, but twice a day is a...
Dude.
That's a lot of money.
Twice a day and I just like...
You're paying the piper on that bad boy.
Yeah, that cannot be cheap, man.
That adds up very quickly.
Yeah.
Very, very quickly.
By the way, we're already down a Twix.
Oh. Jeff Rust. First culprit to come in and grab a Twix.
The boiler man himself.
Jeff Rust and his boiler got one. We asked the juice, no juice question going into the break.
I think we call it bonds, no bonds.
Bonds, no bonds? You got it. Bonds, no bonds, LSU, Florida.
Oh, Big Barry Bonds.
You got Big Barry Bonds?
We're going into McCovey Cove here, buddy. This is massive.
Your
LSU
trainer's getting locked up for 5 years. Is that what you're telling me out of this one?
No, I can neither confirm nor deny.
No, he didn't do anything.
LSU cannot lose this game. There is no way they should be losing at home to this Florida version. If he loses, Good luck getting home.
Is the Clemson game already washed out? If they lose this game, is that already gone? Even winning on the road in week one, he finally got off to a 1-0 start. That's a big win.
First of all, let's not act like they lit the scoreboard on fire at Clemson. That was one of the uglier games that came down to the end there.
17-10.
They struggled with La Tech, and I promise you it was starting to buzz after that game, 23-7. Florida just lost at home to USF.
They did. They're going to be pissed off coming in, too.
And Clemson needed a second-half miracle to beat Troy. So suddenly the Clemson win doesn't look as amazing as it felt. You struggled against a run-of-the-mill team that nobody watches. Yeah, I would venture to guess the heat goes to 95 degrees.
Does Billy Napier get fired if they lose? That's too soon, right? Not quite quickly.
The problem is, dude, I looked up his contract.
It's a big buyout.
It's $22.5 million.
That's a lot. It's not as much as some of the other ones out there, but that's a lot of money.
So, no, I don't think even if they lose, now, if you're run out of the gym, if this is 45-10.
Yeah, it gets ugly on you. Lagway throws a couple of picks. Everything steamrolls.
There might be enough boosters that call that line to Strickland and say, we'll give you the buyout right now. Make it happen. But if it's kind of tight and close and he loses... Respectable? No, I don't think he gets fired. But Brian Kelly, it's going to be loud if they lose this game.
I agree with you. I think there's a lot of juice in that game. Kelly can lose and technically survive the rest of the way. You're not wrong about the noise that will come if they are to lose the game. The Napier stuff is more interesting to me because I think we put the Florida job on a pedestal, and rightfully so. They've won multiple national championships in my lifetime with different coaches. But if that job, I mean, that's one of the premier jobs if it is to open up. And if they lose this game, it's just another nail in his coffin of whether he's fired on Sunday or Monday or in 5 or 6 weeks. Who knows? Their schedule is brutal. And if you're losing to South Florida and LSU in 2 of your first 3 games, I don't know if salvaging it and going 7-5 is good enough again. Like, there are bigger expectations there with what they feel to be a program-defining quarterback in DJ Lagway. And so the reaction from that game will be great. I would argue lots of juice. And it's a night game in LSU. It's just, that's one of the coolest spectacles in all of the sport. A&M is a team who, ironically, we have not talked a lot about this year. That's very rare for them. A&M is usually the team that shows up in the preseason top 10, and we're like, really, we're doing this with an A&M game? And then they kind of fall apart. They have played UTSA and Utah State, so not very stiff competition.
I know.
On the road at Notre Dame. Notre Dame, who randomly had a bye in week 2, so they haven't played since they played Miami.
Mm-hmm.
Bonds, no bonds, A&M on the road at Notre Dame.
Barry Bonds, just as the juice started.
We're going. Is this a D. Gordon? Is that we're going to use one of those guys?
Pittsburgh Pirate Barry Bonds.
Okay, Pirates Bonds.
He's
clean.
MVP. Right there. He's MVP. Good. Yeah. There's other people starting to take the limelight away, and I'm getting pissed off here. It's time to cream and clear.
You're getting angry.
Yeah. I mean, look, Notre Dame can actually afford to lose this and still get into the playoff. They are one of the only teams in college football that they will always get a benefit, and if they're 10-2, they're in.
10-2 is good enough for Notre Dame.
We know what the game is. It's entertainment. It's television. Golden Domers on TV is a must. 10-2 gets you in, so you won't have to abandon ship, and the schedule is very interesting going forward for them. You know, A&M, I don't know if is expected to win, but Marcel Reed is off to a nice start, statistically speaking.
Yeah.
But you mentioned who they've played, and it's largely been nobody.
Their defense has not been very good through 2 weeks. It's hard to get a read on it, but their defense hasn't been very
good. Could be a big
good.
Game for Jeremiah Love.
I
am also curious to see CJ Carr again. I thought he showed some really promising things.
Agreed.
And I thought he had some really teachable moments that you can correct from 2 weeks ago. Because remember, they had an early bye. So
they did.
Those moments that he admittedly says, I should have handed the ball off instead of keeping it. If he makes that decision this weekend, maybe this one kind of gets ugly for Notre Dame. That was a really physical game last year at Texas A&M. And I know Elko was once the D coordinator at Notre Dame, and he's already talked about his favorite pizza chains and how special it feels to be in South Bend. I'm looking forward to a good response from Notre Dame. I don't have as high an expectation for A&M to win this for some reason.
Okay.
But I also want to see CJ Carr and what he's going to do after his first start.
Yeah, I'm really excited for it just because A&M's one of those teams that ironically we're not talking about. Maybe that's a good place for A&M. Like, they get so much noise in the preseason usually that them flying under the radar is better for them.
Mm-hmm.
And I agree with your Carr take. Like, it was pretty ugly there in the first couple of quarters, but that's to be expected. Like, it's a freshman making his first start on the road. Tough environment. Miami doesn't care about college football as much as they used to, but when a Notre Dame comes to town, you know you're going to get a great atmosphere, and that's a pretty good, and I would argue, improved Miami defense this this year. And I thought he showed some stones, man. They threw the pick, the one that got kicked up in the air, that kind of fluky play that turned it over.
That was just bad luck.
That was just bad luck, and that's one where a freshman can kind of get down, and he turned around and he balled out the rest of the game and led a couple of scoring drives, and you're like, all right, and he's showing me some stones, dude. Like, he went through some stuff, and so I'm excited to see how he's improved from week one to week two. And to my earlier point, I don't think A&M's defense has been all that intimidating through 2 weeks, and you're at home. And so I like Notre Dame in that game this weekend, but I got a lot of juice for that one.
You want to off the, well, not off, but like, you want a football term that we would use as a corny way to sum it up? I thought he had moxie.
Moxie?
I thought C.J. Carr,
he had some grit.
He had some moxie out there.
He had some sand in his pants. Is that what you're telling me right now?
He had some big-time throws in pretty key moments.
Can anybody explain to me how Wisconsin covers at Alabama? 20.5. That's a sub-3 touchdown line.
Well, didn't they just announce their quarterback?
Danny O'Neill is starting again, who was the quarterback a handful of years ago at San Diego State. When they played Oregon State, remember that kid? And that was a close game. And you're like, what's going on here? Well, I can't remember if that was two years ago.
Today, I'm laying the big wood.
This has Alabama blah written all over it, does it not? They're still angry from week one. Yeah. They took it out on whoever, the UL Monroe, whoever they played. Like,
dude, that Wisconsin team is...
Wisconsin has looked not very good through two games. I know that the final score can be a little misleading for both. Actually, not week one. That was 17-0. Middle Tennessee State, they played at home last week.
But I want to
that was a 14-10 game at the half at home against Middle Tennessee State.
And I think, again, much like their first week... And they struggled in their first week. I want to say their first touchdown didn't come until like 6 minutes to go in the half.
That's not good, Bob.
Yeah, they didn't score a touchdown until the second quarter. That's they were blanked 3-0
by the Blue Raiders at home.
God, I can't believe that team's 2-0. That's disgusting.
That's just because of who they played. So that one, yeah, no juice on that game. That's another 9 a.m. game. But I did want to throw it out there because I think Alabama's going to kill them. Last but not least, in our Bonds No Bonds segment, and then we'll get back into the local schools.
We call it Griffey and Bonds.
Oh, there you go, Griffey and Bonds.
Yeah, that Alabama-Wisconsin game is Griffey.
That's a Griffey. That's clean right there. Yeah.
That's
clean and boring.
Clean right there.
12:30 on ABC, Georgia at Tennessee. Is that a Griffey or Bonds? Leaning Griffey?
So I want to ask you this. I know you've mentioned Do you know what the average score has been the last four times Georgia's played at Tennessee?
I would care to guess it's a somewhere in the 14 to 17 point per game average margin of win.
41-10.
Yeah. I mean, I shortchanged them.
41-10.
They get killed when they play. Our delivery guy just walked into the coffee shop. He's across. Can we go flag him down? Can you send him a message? Why do people do... Thank you, Harris.
The address is on the building.
That's always kind of funny, too, that a delivery guy walks into a restaurant as if somebody at a restaurant ordered a delivery. Like, don't you think you would put those two things together? Of like, they got food here, man. I don't think if they wanted something, they'd probably just grab it out of the back.
You guys have breakfast burritos here?
But you order burritos?
Very interesting.
I'm a little confused. They have dominated, to your point, though. Yeah. They have dominated Tennessee.
Well, all the analytics, too, just I looked at the number averages because somebody at Athletic wrote down like what it's been under Kirby. And it's like they'll go from averaging 6.7 yards per rush attempt against everybody, and it drops to 3. So, you know, you brought up the Gunnar Stockton stats, and then Pate was like, there was a big weather delay, and it was kind of just, they can beat Austin Peay without worrying about it. I think they get up for this one. I loved Aguilar coming out, and I think it was maybe him or his dad that was like, we won the trade. We won it. And I'm like, okay, we're a couple weeks in, you won the trade.
Talk your ass, Nico's 0-2, why the hell not, you know?
Nico hasn't had a great start at UCLA. I worry here, man. Sometimes a team got you until you have the right talent there. A lot of people thought this Tennessee team would be 8-4. And I don't know how impressed I am with the schedule they've taken care of. The Syracuse game.
Syracuse could be pretty good.
Win
although
for
they
them
ran
on the
laps
road.
In their second week.
But. Exactly. Fran Brown is showering, but still pissed off. I think I'm leaning more Georgia handles this one, but maybe the Gunnar Stockton weird clunky offense. It rears its ugly head and makes it a game. It's dangerous territory at Rocky Top.
8 in a row for Georgia. The scores in that stretch, 41-0, 38-12, 43-14, 44-21, 41-17, 27-13, 38-10, 31-17.
It's just been a bloodbath.
In a row. Can Tennessee end that? I think there's juice because of that, but I'm with you. If you want to throw a Griffey at me on that one, I could see it because they've dominated it.
It's got juice because of the number next to the name and the SEC,
yes.
And we know how that crowd and that
Knoxville
atmosphere,
will be a great atmosphere.
It's great.
Gunnar Stockton going on the road. Does Georgia look vulnerable with bad quarterback play?
Right.
We'll see. That one will be interesting. Let's dive back into the local schools. Oregon going on the road. Can we take anything from a game against Northwestern? Also, Oregon State, what do we want to see? What is the expectation for this weekend? Do they roll over and die, or is their fight? We'll get to the local schools and what they got going on next on 105.1 FM, The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
All right, you know I'm going to do it at the end of the show.
Uh-huh.
Your Monday headlines.
Oh, I did last week. I did the turd, and I ended up being almost right, and then I was way wrong.
I said not today, Trent Bray, and boy, oh boy, did that whiff. That was a big old...
I was swinging a... I say J.J. McCarthy, and then he had 87 passing yards in the second, in the fourth quarter. I was like, okay, cool. I was right until I wasn't.
Swinging a foul.
That was me saying Trent Bray's going to get a win this weekend. Burritos have arrived, by the way. The conversation around Oregon State, I'm interested in and what it's going to look like on Monday. I know a lot of the fans have probably emotionally and mentally checked out after this past weekend. I don't blame you. The next 2 weeks will probably be ugly.
There's a vibe to that.
There's no doubt. And I get it, man. Like, what, you know, what am I going to get out of watching this game? I just don't want to be depressed again. And, you know, maybe some of you will go, you know, enjoy some sunshine this weekend instead of watching your beloved Beavs go on the road to Lubbock. But just of like, I don't know, man. It's a look-ahead spot for Texas Tech. That line has been funky all week. Why is it not higher? I look at some of the lines around the sport, and I'm like, how is Oregon State, like Wisconsin and Alabama to me is an example of this. How is Wisconsin a shorter underdog than Oregon State on the road when I think that Wisconsin's going to get killed? So there's something funky going on in Vegas of where that line has been and the movement that it has had. And I think it's a big week for Trent Bray, who maybe everybody has already moved on from and we're ready to fire him. But he's got a chance to do the funniest thing possible the week after we fire him, a la Billy Napier last year and winning the game on the road in Lubbock, which I don't think is going to happen. But just of like, does the team fight? Do they quit? Do they roll over? Can you snap a ball? Where are the penalties? The reaction on Monday to Oregon State will be very interesting to me because I think we all know how the Oregon game is going to go, whether it's 42-0, 35-3, or 57-7. Mm-hmm. I think we all kind of know how that game's going to play out. I have a general feeling how I think the Oregon State game will go, but you tell me they're in a ball game going into the fourth quarter, laugh at this on Monday, I'm not surprised.
I mean, I think that's a fair observation. I also think the takeaways for the week and what the narratives have been with people who podcast, us on the radio, whoever it is, I think all of it's fair. And I think suggesting otherwise is you're just putting on the team glasses and you're being ridiculous. Grow up, Peter Pan. There has been no evidence this is good.
None at all.
And you can say, well, they didn't have a fumbled snap and they didn't have six false starts. And did they lose? Yes. So, like, I guess I'm stuck between you lost by 10 come Monday.
Cover the number, competitive game.
I don't know if I'm really going to change anything. Like, I cannot be so overreactionary to one sample size versus what I've been given.
Sure.
That my entire feeling and opinion has changed.
But it's also, it's different to have a competitive game this weekend if you beat Cal and Fresno State. Then you say, all right, we went on the road and
then
lost by 10.
Year two.
Or if you
good.
Won last weekend and you didn't have all the issues and you're 1-2, you're not staring a potential 0-5 start in the face.
I agree with that. I go back to Ryan Clark yesterday, though, and saying, I think if he goes 0-4, he's 1-12 in his last 13.
That sounds right. I think they were 4-1 to start last year. Before finishing 1-6 the rest of the way,
so,
and then 0-2.
Well, I guess that'd be what, 1-11.
I mean, doing math live on
yeah,
ESPN,
whatever.
We shouldn't do that.
I mean, but that's almost a full season of games we would have evidence of.
Yeah,
and so it's like people want to hold on to a couple good positive, moral victories come out of this game. I think you're just doing that to your own detriment. I really do. And if they pull the upset, man, we could talk about how crazy that is going to be come Monday.
Yeah, they're 1-8 in their last 9 games. So this would make, if they lose again, they'd be 1-10 in their last 11.
Right.
And then Oregon following would be.
So there you go. So, like, getting to that point, any other program that you have no emotional attachment to, you'd point and say, nope, that ain't going well. And that's the wrong situation.
Should probably fire that coach.
And I also have zero, and I repeat, zero indication of why I think against a more talented team than the two previous you've played.
Not to mention you're on the road this time and not at home.
Is going to change. So,
fair.
Prove me wrong.
Fair.
But I largely don't believe I will be, and I will not be clinging on to moral victories.
Swag, what do you think you see from the Beavs this weekend? I know none of us know, right? It's an impossible guessing game. You think there's fight or you think there's a rollover?
Well, I think they can fight and still get blown out.
No doubt about it.
I would say between.
I just think when you lose a game the way that they did, and the coach is cussing, and this long snapper has the yips, like that just
they've yelled at each other in both games.
Yeah, the league's yelling at offensive coaches on the sideline. Like that's when you start to fear of like how bad is this going to get if you just stop trying.
There will be fight. I just don't know what they could. Especially the defense. That's what the offense, I think, can put up points if they can not have the dumb penalties and those sorts of things.
Yeah, they move the ball well.
But like Sprague said, there's no moral victory in a 56-28 loss. So your offense may put 400 yards and score 4 touchdowns, but if they can't do anything on the other side of the ball, which is Trent Bray's side of the ball, and we were told it was going to be better with him running it, and if you still see some of the special teams mishaps, if Malik Murphy is on the sideline and he's ranting and raving and all that, that's when, as an athletic director, you go, okay, are there signs that the group is coming together? And they will fight through and do it together? Or is it just coming apart at the seams and I have to do something now?
Well, not to mention, too, like if it does get ugly this weekend, I think we have a feeling about how next weekend's going to go in Eugene. What's the home crowd for a Friday night game against Houston in 3 weeks if this thing continues on the trajectory
that it's
on?
Let's just get ahead of this now, dude, like because I know next week and people are going to be like, oh, this game still means something to me. Like, it's real to me, damn it. They're losing. That is a loss. You can think somehow they're going to beat Texas Tech, and maybe they will, maybe they won't.
Sure.
The Oregon game as a loss. That's a.
All you have to do is look at the two lines. Like, what?
Just show up. That game is over.
Yeah. What is the look ahead line for the Civil War right now? Do you know?
I don't know that I've seen one.
Okay. Maybe we'll find out probably on Sunday at some point if it's not available yet. So Oregon State tomorrow at 12:30. We'll see if there's any fight there. It's not going great for Trent Bray. You're staring an 0-5 start in the face. By the way, you get a look tonight too, as well as your opponent in a couple weeks. Houston's on the road, I believe, at Colorado tonight.
This one is saying, according to
Action
Network, is right now that's around a 26.5 point spread.
Yeah, I mean, I'm taking the lay the wood there. We'll see how different that line looks on Monday, depending on how this weekend goes.
As it
if Oregon State gets killed or they lose by,
I would be shocked if it was under 30 when everybody rolled it out Sunday.
They've had some bad years. I've been at a few of the bad years.
Yeah.
What is it? Chad Hall dancing at the O with the players and me leaving at halftime. It was so damn bad.
Was it Chad Hall? Was that his name? Hall in.
Corey Hall?
Chad Hall? I don't think it was Chad.
Chaz? Corey Hall. It was a Hall, right?
Hall in was the phrasing. I remember Hall in. Maybe you're right here. Maybe your Beaver fandom's going to win here. I don't remember his first name being Chad for some reason. I do remember the dancing on the O and then 72-10 happening. That I remember.
I just wonder, too, like just from the rivalry standpoint. It's Corey Hall, yeah.
Corey Hall, okay. Close.
There have been bad ones. I just wonder, is the least attended Oregon State Oregon game from an Oregon State fan point going to Eugene?
I would imagine so. Yeah, I would imagine. I don't know, other than just the nostalgia or a tradition and keeping that alive of going to the game. What
I
are the
would
reason
think
you would
the
have
only
to go?
Orange in the crowd will be
the band.
I don't think
they take the band. I don't think the opposing band's allowed at Odson.
Yeah, they are.
I've seen Oregon State's band.
Have they put them down?
I just, other than like family members that have ducks and beavers both in the family.
Are you spending money on that if you're a Beaver fan?
No.
No, you're not.
So you can just say go Beavs at a tailgate where everybody screams at you, go Ducks?
Go Beavs!
I don't even know if they say go Ducks. I think that's cute.
No, you're here? Well, how about that? And Oregon takes on Northwestern tomorrow, the big nooner at 9 a.m. And we'll see how ugly this one gets and what the score is. I do enjoy my team rocking just perfect uniforms for another.
What's the combo this week?
It's the yellow throwback helmet. It doesn't have the UO, but it's the O. It's kind of a new iteration of it, but it's the color of the old yellow.
Right.
With the white jersey and then the yellow pants. It's just.
Oh, there we go.
It's perfect.
Some Danny O'Neill specials.
It's perfect. It's beautiful.
I don't know if they've missed yet this year.
They have not. They're three for three. Just wait. Penn State, they're going to wear like all silver and a chrome helmet. Just wait.
Webfoots.
If you don't wear this at Penn State, I'm going to lose. Stormtrooper allowed. All white storm. You know, we're going to do the we're all whites and, you know, we're in a white out.
These the best road unis you guys
have
had?
Perfect. They're a thing of beauty. And we're wearing them in front of 8,000 people. At least it's on the big nooner, so people will see it nationally. But can we at least wear school colors in a big game? That's all I ask.
Will you have school colors for the Penn State game is a great question.
I imagine they're going to do the psychological like they did the jump around thing. I wouldn't be shocked if they go all white. Embrace the white out. We are the white out.
Because they wear blue at their home games,
they
right?
always wear. They don't wear white jerseys.
They wear the navy
out.
Blue and the white pants.
Always
at home.
They don't
That's
wear
a
white.
Sneaky good point of embracing the white
we
out.
We jump around in Wisconsin. Yeah. We're going to wear all white. There'll be a play on that for Oregon. They take on Northwestern. How ugly will it get? We'll find out 9 a.m. Tomorrow. The big nooner. You guys ready to spring line? Got your bets? Ready to go? Get your fake sponsors in. 503-864-6326. We'll do some gambling. Tell you how we did last week. We'll do it next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide. Rules and restrictions apply.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Spraying the line.
Spraying the line.
Spraying the line.
Spraying the line.
Num, 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 num.
Yeah, you're saying it more as a question. Are we spraying the line? We'll find out.
Yeah, well, that's kind of been me.
We did get Ken Barkley making fun of our segment name last week.
Oh, you saw that?
I did see that. Yeah. I didn't see it when it happened. I think I saw it the next day or something. And I'm like, oh, look at that. Barkley tweeted us. What did he said?
He said it's truly an awful name.
Yeah, he wanted Pay Dirt to be the name of the segment.
He says Pay Dirt was right there. Very fair point. The origin of the segment, though, was not like, let's sit and think of a name for it.
It happened organically.
Organically, yeah.
Spring of the Line brought to you by Micah Parsons laughing at Jerry Jones and saying, see you at the Super Bowl, but you will be buying a ticket to watch me on the field. Spring of the Line brought to you by...
Hang the banner, Jerry.
Yeah, they definitely will. We haven't been to an NFC title game in 30 years. This one counts.
We gave it to them.
Spring of the Line brought to you by Razor Scooters. The only thing that hurts more than a Razor Scooter to the shin is my bank account after trusting a Sprague pick.
I one time was able, with a Razor Scooter when it first came out, to do the jump, twirl it around, and land on it trick.
I mean, the Razor Scooters were...
Kickspin? The kickspin.
The kickspin, dude.
Thank you, yeah.
Going over a little jump, spin that thing around.
Always the coolest feeling when you do a jump on like a scooter. In your mind, you're like a monster truck, but yes. In reality, you're like 4 inches off the ground. You're like...
I'm glad those videos don't exist. Spring and Line brought to you by Dirt, asking how much he weighs, like Sprague, how many losses he has.
Deep down,
I'm not ashamed to tell you how often I lose. Are you kidding me? Two bills?
Come on, man. Come on. Spring and Line brought to you by iPhone Autocorrect. Oh. His picks suck duck.
We know what you wanted to type.
Spring and Line brought to you by Oregon State Special Teams. Still more reliable than a Sprague. You know what? Nope, I can't do it.
Can't even finish that.
Can't even do it. And I just got a piece of breakfast burrito down the tube. Spring and Line brought to you by Aaron Rodgers' wife. Just as believable as a Sprague pick. All right, here's how we did last week.
Let's name Game, married to Game.
We all went 1-2. Sprager, you hit on the Raiders +2.5 in New England.
Look at that.
And then you chose the Dolphins and the Panthers as your other bets. We'll move on from those.
I may have chose the two worst teams possible in week one.
We're all working out the Kings. Swag, you hit on the Buccaneers.
Thank you, Young Wei Koo.
Against the Falcons. You then took the Lions in Green Bay, and that
did not
hit.
Yeah, I was on the wrong side of that one.
Hey, shout out to you. Thanks for taking the Seahawks.
You took the Seahawks.
Yes.
I was so happy about that.
I'm still convinced I was on the right side of that
but
game.
But you weren't. You
but
lost.
But you weren't.
I know.
You won, loser.
I know.
I hit on the Chargers on Friday night in Brazil.
Yes.
I'm not afraid anymore. And then somehow the Bears blew a double-digit lead in the fourth quarter.
Well, that's
and
what the Bears do.
The Steelers won by 2 instead of 4. Thank you, Pittsburgh.
That's what Tomlin does.
Thank you for that. So all of us 1-2, we go back to resetting the week one T-box. Brandon Sprague, the T-box is yours.
Oh, really? That's right. We were all 1-2.
Yeah.
I'm going to start, and I'm going to do it. The trap. Is it a trap? I don't know if it's a trap, but I love a trap. Follow a trap. Give me the Bronco defense on the road against Daniel Jones. I'll take Broncos -1.5.
I'm going to go ahead and jump in real quick and give my first pick because that is, I don't care.
Do it.
I don't care.
Do it.
Oh, okay.
I can't. 3 weeks ago, If you give me that line, I'm putting my entire account on Broncos minus 1.5. What? That's got to be 6.5, 7.5 north of a touchdown.
Be careful.
I'm all in. I'm in the trap as well. That's my first pick as well.
I might be caught in the trap. I will start first.
Are we all three taking the Broncos?
We're so bad.
We can't do it if we do it. Okay.
I'm not touching that game.
Okay. Thank you.
The Dolphins are awful. They don't deserve to be a favorite ever at any point. I will take the Patriots plus 1.5 on the road. Convinced that Vrabel will be able to bottle up that horrific display of offense. It might be ugly 10-7 that they win.
Oh my God. 7 points at home would be a disaster.
But there's no way the Dolphins deserve to be a favorite.
You lost a point on this within like the last 2 hours because I think everybody and their mom is also jumping on that.
That's when you jump on the line earlier in the week.
Pick 'em at worst.
You agree with you there.
The one thing I don't like about this segment is I don't always lay these bets right now.
Yeah, I know.
I will wait till Sunday morning,
but
and then reevaluate. And sometimes that doesn't work for you. Sometimes it helps you.
Sometimes I like to lock him in before the segment because I don't know where the line's going to go.
Well, and I'm gonna do this one. Okay. You got absolutely railroaded last week on one of your picks. You should have covered. They won by two.
Yeah,
I'm gonna do this and hope it actually goes in my favor come Sunday. I think Seattle can run the ball. I like Mike McDonald getting ready. If you go read some of the Aaron Rodgers stuff that I read by the smart analytical football people.
Yes.
A lot of Charlie checkdowns, screens, play action boots worked for him. He doesn't like to boot normally. And he's kind of been hurting. He's taken hits. He took some shots in that game, and he talked this week about how he's feeling it a little bit. He's 41. I'm going to take the Seahawks getting a field goal on the road and hope that it gets to a hook.
Yeah.
Dangerous spot. Totally understand why you would take Steelers. I'm taking Seahawks with the points plus the three.
All right, next pick. I'll go. I'm going to, look, sometimes I get into the problem and spraying the line where I ride a heater and I ride it too long, but I'm going to stick on it, dude. I'm a believer in what they're building. I'm a believer in the quarterback, and I think he's on the brink of having one of those kind of breakout years. Not that his regular season was bad last year because it was outstanding, but everybody wants to talk about one game and one game only. They have an extended break because they played on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
I'm doing it on Monday night. I think the Chargers, you can make an argument, are better on the road because they don't get to play any home games. I wasn't overly impressed with what I saw from the Raiders. It was a nice win in week one, no doubt about it. I also like the Jim Harbaugh history against Pete Carroll. I'm on the chart. The hook scares me. Not a fan of the hook, but I'd like Chargers minus 3.5 in Vegas on Monday night.
All right. I have that written down as well. I was
double dipping the chip this week.
The Chargers, how they did it against the Chiefs was, I think, more impressive than what they did to the Chiefs. They spread it around. Three receivers had five or more catches. Herbert had time and comfort in the pocket to throw. They ran when they wanted to.
Amazing.
So I just think that offense will overwhelm the Raiders at the end of the day.
Okay. I'm going to do it. I'm going to go big. I do love the Patriots. I'm going to scratch that off of one of my picks. I'm going to gamble that because I totally agree with most of what you just said there, Swigard. I also really like the over in Philly and KC, but I like choosing sides for this segment. I'm taking Baltimore minus the 11.5.
Oh, you're laying the big wood.
I'm laying big wood. Ooh. I don't normally lay big wood. Backdoor cover written all over it.
The big wood's still in here?
But, yeah, the wood is
today
still in
here. Today I'm laying the big wood.
I think they respond. I also just... Is Cleveland good? I don't know. So I'm going to take Baltimore home opener, and I hope that they don't choke that lead away. And okay. I have them winning that game by more than 11.5.
Okay. Swag, you want to give your last pick?
Yes. I am going to go. It is back under a touchdown. And so I will take the Lions.
Oh, God.
-6.5.
You guys have every pick the same minus one game?
Nah, yeah. Yeah, we do. That's all right.
Well, you were last, so he should be worried.
The Vikings,
that's true.
The Vikings showed the blueprint on how to disrupt Caleb Williams, and the one thing the Lions are equipped to do is rush the passer. They're going to turn those guys loose, and the offense will hopefully find a little bit of a stride. If they go in, Minnesota's offense kicked in when they started rushing the football, and I think Detroit will come out and try to establish the run with their thunder and lightning combo there in the backfield. And that will open things up for Goff then to work the ball down the field.
Let me ask
because
you this.
We'll tread water as long as it takes.
That's
to
right.
Bury you.
We all made our three picks. What's the game you're too afraid to publicly say that you might find yourself betting come Sunday? Because mine is absolutely for no reason. There's no evidence I should do this. I'm circling that Jags-Bengals game. Why is it 3.5?
Oh, for me, it's the Cowboys covering.
Yeah. The Bengals were... That was a second half.
Second half was ugly, dude. It was ugly. But also, Lawrence wasn't great against the Panthers. I'll give you one. The Panthers' money line against the Cardinals.
Oh, gross.
I don't. You asked for the grossest one that exists. Two more rational ones that I do like this weekend that I won't put in Sprague in the line. I do like the Falcons getting a hook on Sunday Night Football. I know we're very high on J.J. McCarthy because he won the game in court, you know, win-loss is a quarterback stat for a lot of people. Let's not sit here and act like the Vikings offense was firing on all cylinders. They were horrible for three quarters.
I just worry about the
run game. And
they
woke up late. I get it. I'm not saying Atlanta wins, but you're giving me a hook. I just don't see that being wider than a field
goal. Cowboys line's down to 4.5.
It's down to 4.5.
Everybody thinking the Giants offense is
Thomas is going to be back on the offensive line. Potentially, he's back at practice today. Yeah. The other one that I don't get, I'm not going to take the bait on the trap, but I will, well, I guess not in spring line, but I will gamble it personally. I'm all over Bucks money line Monday night.
Yeah, that one's just...
Why are they an underdog in that game?
Because Houston's at home and it's a bounce back. I don't know, man.
Home opener, maybe they're...
I like the Bucks a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. My last pick, though, yes, will be Lions minus 6.5. It's Dan Campbell. I think he wants to make a point. I think you feel better about it after the way the Green Bay looked last night against the Commies, their week one performance. I think Caleb sucks. I think I'm there. I don't think he's good.
He's still in his head.
Wearing a t-shirt under his jersey. Like, he makes one wow throw that makes you go, okay, there's something there, and then it's just sack, sack, miss a guy by 10 yards,
it's
sack.
And they can't run the football.
Yes, they can't run the football.
They can't run the football.
I think the Lions are pissed off at home opener, and they're going to say, hey, Ben Johnson, we don't need you. Suck on this.
Another bad performance with Caleb would have Chicago melting down.
I mean, Mitchell Trubisky has better numbers through 18 career games than Caleb Williams. And he won more games too.
I'm not gonna do that. He did go into a playoff team.
Huh? He did.
But you know,
teach their own.
Not great start for Caleb. I'll
there you go.
That.
Spring in the line every Friday at 9:30. Final thoughts, wrap up the week, send you off on your weekend next. 105.1 FM the Fam. There you go. Fist pumping your way into the weekend every single Friday. Can't wait for the Giants to sweep the Dodgers this weekend.
Yeah, I bet you'll be glued to your TV on that
every
one.
Every second of it, every inning, every pitch, just like I have been for the last month.
7:10 tonight on the MLB Network, I believe.
Yeah, it's late. I'll be asleep.
By the way, the Mariner fans love to troll me. You're probably rooting for me this weekend, aren't you?
They need you this
weekend.
They
need you.
They need the Braves.
For you.
Braves got to step up. Make
World Series
happen.
Rematch. Down, Astros.
Soto Mojo, 30 years revisited.
That wasn't that longer than 30 years ago? Wasn't Soto Mojo 01?
95.
That's when
it was started, yeah, because they had the magical run.
Gotcha.
Just think 01.
I always think of 01,
yeah. Commercials. Yeah.
No, that's when it started, and they tracked down the Angels because they were like some ridiculous amount back.
The greatest moment in their franchise's history.
Yep. First round playoff series.
Yeah.
Well, they had to win the 163rd game first.
To get exactly. in.
It was tied, and so they had to win that one.
Who could ever forget?
Who the M's got this weekend?
The Angels. So it's a four game
set. Oh, that's right. They played last night. Walk-off. Yeah. So there you go. Baseball stuff going on this weekend. I put you guys kind of on a little hot moment. You know, I didn't prepare you for it, but I hope you're prepared now.
Mm.
Although I probably had the worst one of the bunch, so joke's on me. I had time to prepare, and I came up with the worst answer of all three of us. Monday headline for the show.
Did we have one last week?
We did. I mean, I did Trent Bray. Swag did. I can't remember.
I did Cam Ward.
Cam Ward.
Not so much.
Well, that was the turd of the week, so
that was turd of the week.
Idea.
Yeah, we all did.
Mine will be Mariners in first place in the AL West.
Ooh.
Big talking point on Monday's show, I'm sure.
What are they, a game and a half out?
They're tied.
They're tied now.
They're tied right now with the Astros.
They have the lead.
They have the lead.
Houston Astros are in the wild card by definition.
Ooh, because they have the tiebreaker?
They have the tiebreaker.
Uh-huh.
They do. They have identical records, I believe.
Okay.
Mine will be Armadillos, Tortillas, Bray, Roadkill in Texas. Just put that out there now. Do something different, please.
Hey, it started over again. There's a lot of different ways you could go with this, but I'm starting to get the feeling that a team that I like coming into the year is not going to be very good. Which, you know, it's going to bring me a chuckle, to be honest with you.
Kansas State, huh?
I'm going to go, they ran the damn ball. Georgia Tech rolls Clemson.
Oh, that would eliminate them in my mind. I got to be honest.
They could still technically win the ACC, I agree with you. They should be eliminated if they lose that game.
Big turd.
That'll do it for us, folks. If you missed any of the show, go check the podcast, 105.1thefan.com, 105.1thefan on Twitter, at Dirt and Sprague on Twitter. We'll tweet it out here as soon as we are done with Kansas City for the Daily Ticker with Alex Gold. Have a great weekend, everybody. I'll talk to you live bright and early tomorrow for Oregon and Northwestern at 6 a.m.
Nice.
Let's go, the Big Nooner. Have a great football weekend. We'll talk to you Monday at 6 a.m. The Firm of Harrison Meringue is next. Listening to 105.1 FM, The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.